Now for a quick crash course in Maya history. The Maya area is part of the larger ancient Native American cultural region known as Mesoamerica, which extended approximately from central Mexico to Honduras and constituted, along with the Andes of South America, one of the two New World centers of innovation before European arrival. The Maya shared much in common with other Mesoamerican societies, not only in what they possessed, but also in what they lacked. For example, Mesoamerican societies lacked metal tools, pulleys and other machines, wheels, boats with sails, and domestic animals large enough to carry loads or pull a plow. All of those great Maya temples were constructed by stone and wooden tools and by human muscle power alone. Within the Maya area, villages and pottery appeared around or after 1000 BC, substantial buildings around 500 BC, and writing around 400 BC. All preserved ancient Maya writing, a total of about 15,000 inscriptions, is on stone and pottery and deals with kings, nobles, and their conquests. There is not a single mention of commoners. The ancient Maya also had bark paper books, but only decayed remains of them have survived in tombs. The famous Maya long count calendar begins on August 11, 3114 BC. Just as our own calendar begins on January 1st of the first year of the Christian era. We know the significance to us of that day zero of our calendar. Presumably, the Maya also attached some significance to their own day zero, but we don't know what it was. Our calendar is divided into units of days, weeks, months, years, decades, centuries, and millennia. Similarly, the Maya long count calendar named dates in units of days, kin, 20 days, eunal, 360 days, tun, 7,200 days, or approximately 20 years, katun, and 144,000 days, or approximately 400 years, baktun. The classic period of Maya civilization begins in Baktun 8, around AD 250, when evidence for the first kings and dynasties appears. In Maya society, the king also functioned as high priest, carrying the responsibility to attend to astronomical and calendrical rituals, and thereby to bring rain and prosperity, which the king claimed to have the supernatural power to deliver because of his asserted family relationship to the gods. From 250 onwards, the Maya population, the number of monuments and buildings, and the number of long count dates on monuments and pottery increased almost exponentially, to reach peak numbers in the 8th century. Numbers of all three of those indicators of a complex society decline throughout the 9th century, until the last known long count date on any monument fell in the year AD 909. That decline of Maya population, architecture, and the long count calendar constitutes what is known as the classic Maya collapse.